Step 1. The Rebirth of Bodybuilding. Taking a long walk and eventually a power walk with dumbbells, and then heavier dumbbells as your body adapts, is the correct start and overall pattern. Your weighted power walk can be 45 minutes, but the last 10 minutes should be challenging to you. You should feel like dropping your dumbbells in a bush and returning to get them tomorrow. Not being able to finish your hour, and eventually two or three as you listen to adventure books, is a good sign that your body is receiving actual exercise and a powerful signal at the end that it must adapt. You are simply power walking for too long, and your weights are too heavy, and an upgrade is needed, and your body does notice. If you just breeze through the hour without feeling that you can't finish, you will only burn fat, and perhaps not as much as you hope. If you want to burn fat for real, do camping and hiking. Jogging requires training, and you have to carefully build up across many weeks. Jogging is always branded as healthy because it is better than obesity, but a heavy person focused on healing will be too tough on their heart and knees, and maybe even back. To lose weight effectively, we must change the lifestyle. Diet and lifestyle and jogging and aches and pains are just too much of an effort to get healthy. When you leave the world behind to go hiking and camping, your diet automatically becomes a good sausage and some healthy potatoes, sometimes just a hot dog on a suspiciously dirty stick. There is no stress or discomfort that forces you to overeat because you are on a vacation. The longer you stay, the healthier you will return. But I highly recommend you don't. I myself left for the ocean 20 years ago or so, and as I was thinking to myself, boy, oh boy, gee willikers, it won't be long before I return here. In my wisdom, I simply decided not to go back. I stopped thinking about my job as something to excel at, and instead I took a good old look at my office with open eyes. Wealthy, entitled, spoiled, and uneducated morons. Who knew so little they didn't even notice I was well-educated were pushing me around to make themselves feel that their inherited coin counts. Fuck that. Do not be offended by a well-placed word. Learn from this, because it's your health. I still ended up eating cheap food, which is very habit-forming, but that wasn't stress-eating anymore. Your diet must start with adventure, and you must learn to say what every great being spoke before you. That's fucking enough. And then have your own way, because it's your own life. Because you only have one, and you need your health. Weight loss is a philosophical awakening to many of us. That is where you start. Bodybuilding in context of weight loss is the padlock that will prevent you from going back to bad ideas. You just mature out of not paying attention to what you look like, to what you eat. You have actually already done a lot of bodybuilding in your life. As a baby, when you began walking, it wasn't just balance, but muscle too. In high school, at gym class, to jog like everyone else, you did not just extend your endurance. You built muscles, too. Though it's important to notice that extending your endurance is very important for muscle building. Power walking with an overwhelming finish will build your body to handle it all before you know it. After a few weeks, you will discover that you can carry heavier dumbbells, and for almost long enough to reach the end. A few weeks after that, you will end up in a situation that you must avoid. You will have adapted, and now you will be lifting too little to build new muscle. You need heavier dumbbells or wrist weights to gently cover the weight up to the next dumbbell set. You could wear a weight vest even for abdominal and leg enhancement, but watch your back. If you miss a curb or a step, you are likely to hurt yourself. You didn't notice this yet, but I have now completely explained bodybuilding to you. It's that try and fail, and finally you somehow do it. But you have to repeat this process with heavier weights over and over again. See, you have been bodybuilding before. You just didn't notice it. When you enter a gym, because adventure sometimes becomes just too tiresome, the one last thing is just dealing with shame and gossip. People want you to stand, lifting heavy on two muscles without moving, without sticking out. But that is not exercise. That is a TV fantasy. You have to push yourself to dance with dumbbells. You will need fresh music and will need to hit every beat, one beat up, next beat down, so that you enter a dance trance. And here you are just repeating the same old process of asking your body to adapt. Dancing for an hour and more may just involve all your muscles, possibly the most optimal workout there is. As you max yourself out towards the end, you will send a loud and clear signal to your body that more muscle is needed. Your body will adapt, and then you just go up higher in weight. I do want to make this clear, that shame can end you, can kill you, if you give up and return to the old habits. That gossip, lies, and rumors will erase any good advice you give to strangers. Jealousy of small people is just their mental illness flapping in the wind. But life is far more special than what we have been taught on TV. You must stand your ground. You will achieve nothing whether you are pretend to learn in school for grades, letting your arrogant boss shit on you, or pretending to work out so that you can blend in. Avoid such behaviors. Focus. Become a bodybuilder to make your body one. And master what moves you to make your mind come together. Please do not let anybody or any lie to stand in your way. That's the oldest trick in the book. People just wanting to step on you so that they themselves don't need to rise. Liars may always win, yes, but they are bottom feeders, as they are incapable of rising for what they did to their minds. You must rise, grow all the way up with your mind and body as one. until you stand as a great being.